Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free. 800-259-9231. The live Saturday edition. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The Packet 8 toll free line for you is 1-800-259-9231. And of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features you'll find at freetalklive.com are totally free. So enjoy them. As we go to the phones and to the fun, this is the show about your calls. So let's try Ray again in Illinois. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Ray. Thanks for your patience. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, I wanted to give you some free information in reference to the Internal Revenue Service.
Okay, sure.
And along with that, you might try Aaron Russo's new film.
Aaron Russo's film, Freedom to Fascism, which
that
is
will...
excellent. We saw it actually when it was in its preview phase, when they were taking it from city to city, giving it audience previews, basically. And it's now actually available through his website, which is freedomtofascism.com. It's a great movie because it looks into whether or not the IRS really is or is not a voluntary agency. In that, you know, is it, there have been claims for years that it's voluntary to pay taxes. And the IRS has been asked over and over again, you know, is this true? Is it voluntary? If not, show me the law that requires me to pay taxes. So that's what Aaron Russo went to actually do in this film. And that's one of the things the film covers beyond the federal. It also covers the Federal Reserve and that whole scam as well. But I take it you've seen it?
Yes, I have. And it's also free for everyone to look at on Google also.
That's right. Google Video, I believe, has a copy.
But I wanted to bring your attention to a ad that was run in the USA Today newspaper.
Okay.
A few years back, and it was called Dear We the People. They offered a few people got together, and they offered $50,000 to anyone that could prove to them that we are required to pay income tax, especially on our labor, along with the employers that hire us. They don't have to pay taxes either. So far, no one's collected the $50,000.
Well, one lady tried to, an IRS agent. She saw the advertisement, and she decided that she was going to try to collect on it.
And she's still researching.
Right. Well, she did the research, and she decided she had to quit her job.
Yes.
As a result of it, because she came across the information that she couldn't find anything that required people to pay income taxes, and so she realized that what she was doing, that is, forcing people to pay these things, was absolutely wrong, and so she couldn't live with herself that way. She had to quit her job.
She's one of the people who put the ad in the paper. I also wanted to give you a case that was ruled upon and dismissed by the U.S. Justice Department and the IRS. On May 12th in 2006 in Peoria, Illinois, in reference to the 1040 form that people pay, that
mm-hmm.
fill out,
mm-hmm.
when you fill out that form and give the IRS all your information, you waive your Fifth Amendment rights.
Sure. Yeah, when you sign an
every
agreement.
Year, that individual year, that you
or
do
forever.
It one time or forever, how does that work?
Every time you fill out a form.
Right, and actually they found that, I think this might be the case you're referring to, they found that in the case of the 1040, the control number on the form is actually illegitimate. I guess all government forms, there's some sort of OMB, Program Office of Management or Budget, I don't know what it stands for, but essentially they found that the IRS just sort of fudged the number on the form and they never actually had it correctly approved.
There's also got to be a barcode on it.
And so the case was thrown out, basically.
Right.
And there's just evidence after evidence that this whole IRS thing is a scam on the American people. People pay taxes because they just are scared. I mean, they know that
why I pay.
Well, they know the government goes after people from time to time and makes examples out of them, like Willie Nelson, like Wesley Snipes, these sort of big name celebrities that also aren't paying taxes, and people see these prosecutions going on and they get frightened and they're too timid to actually do anything about it. Now, yourself, Ray, do you still pay taxes?
I'd rather not say that because my internet and phone has been under surveillance for quite a while now. I've been researching the Federal Reserve and the IRS.
Oh, come on, Ray. Now, wait a minute.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If the government was tapping your phone lines and monitoring your emails, you'd think they would know as to whether or not you filed your income taxes or not. I mean, really, is it giving away so much information to tell us on the air? I mean, we don't know who you are. You're a guy named Ray, allegedly.
Hey, let me tell you this first. Let me give you this thing here, this information, especially for the listeners.
Okay.
If they go to a website called GiveMeLiberty.org,
yeah,
there is a case there in reference to the U.S. Court of Appeal rules. The IRS cannot apply force against a taxpayer without a court order.
Yeah, there's some very interesting stuff at GiveMeLiberty.org. In fact, I'm actually on that site right now.
There you go.
And, Ray, thank you for the call. We appreciate
sure.
it. He's talking about the We the People organization. This is the organization that placed that full-page USA Today ad that he referenced. It's a group of people that is actually involved in a class-action lawsuit against the United States government as we speak. Essentially, what they've done is, but they've been working on this for years. This has been a very long process. But what they've done is they've come up with a series of questions that they would like to have answered. I mean, can you imagine this? Citizens in America want to have their questions answered. And so what they've done is they've presented government agents, for instance, bureaucrats in charge of the IRS, the president, the White House, the House and the Senate. They've presented them with a series of questions, not just about taxes, but also about the illegality of the Iraq War and a variety of other questions that they just would like to have some answers to. I mean, gosh. This
some
is supposed
questions
to be
I'd like answered, too.
Right. It's supposed to be a representative government. And
we're paying them.
Yeah.
We're forced to pay them. Shouldn't they be forced to answer our questions?
It doesn't seem too outrageous to ask and expect answers. And
can I read the section in the First Amendment about redress of grievance?
Yeah, sure.
Well, it's the First Amendment here says, let's see, abridging press, right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievance. Now, that's the First Amendment. We have the right to petition the government for redress of grievances. Doesn't sound like the government's too interested in our grievances.
Well, I had to explain. They had presented these petitions. They had presented this set of questions to various government officials and got no response. The government will not answer the question. So they filed a lawsuit. And the lawsuit is intending to determine the meaning of the right to petition the government for a redress of grievances, because according to We the People, that particular section of Amendment 1 to the Bill of Rights has never come in front of the Supreme Court in the history of the United States. Nobody has ever asked the court to decide what that means. And so they're in the midst of that lawsuit right now in order to find out, do we indeed have the right to petition the government and get them to answer our questions? Or does the government have the right to just ignore us and do whatever they want to do? That's what this case is going to determine.
That's what they act like.
Yeah, that is what they act like. And that's what they continue to act like. And the government is trying to throw as many roadblocks in front of this organization as they possibly can. So they've come up with an interesting visual protest that they're working on, and it has a lot to do with V for Vendetta. Now, Mark, have you seen V for Vendetta?
Yeah, I saw it with you, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Well, what they've done is they've sent a masked man dressed as V from the movie V for Vendetta. They've sent him to Washington D.C. to once again present these bureaucrats with the same set of questions again, except this time in total costume, essentially an anonymous citizen. We don't know who this person was. We just know that they were dressed as V. And he was in Washington last week, visited a variety of different places, presented these petitions. And as you might imagine, he got a little bit of harassment from the Secret Service and the Washington police because he's a masked man walking around town.
I would imagine he did.
And so I'm going to give you a little bit more on what happened to him. But basically what the plan is they're going to be meeting 100 people also dressed as V. Because if you've seen the movie V for Vendetta, towards the end of the film, the people in Great Britain, which is where the movie takes place, come out in mass, all in costume, in order to essentially stand in opposition to the tyrannical government that has been built up around them. And it's a very emotional, very powerful, moving scene.
And to protect the protagonist in the movie,
right,
by everybody being dressed just like he is, he's
exactly
protected.
And so they turn out in droves, and that's what they want to do in reality in Washington, D.C., coming up on Tuesday is when this is going to take place. 100 people are going to be standing across from the White House, dressed as V for Vendetta, in order to await some sort of response from some government agent. So just send out an intern or somebody to talk to us and, you know, give us an answer on these questions. That's what they're going to be doing this week. So we'll, of course, keep you up to date on the situation with this. 800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. Are you like Ray? Do you think taxes are voluntary? or you bring up whatever's on your mind. It is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling-off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
1-800-Flowers.com wants to remind you Thanksgiving is November the 23rd. Try the Harvest Glow centerpiece from 1-800-Flowers, either as a gift or to decorate your table this Thanksgiving. The small is $49.99, and the large is just $59.99. Call, click, or come in for fresh flowers and gourmet gifts delivered same day, any day. Use code FTL to save 10% on your next order. That's FTL for a 10% savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice for the holidays.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt-in easy for cleaning, and they also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06, subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up what you want, toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231 on the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. And, again, you can take control of the airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, by the way, freetalklive.com, the place to go. Everything you'll find on the site is totally free. That includes an entire year's worth of archives. Right there, front page, easily downloadable. Also, the bulletin board system. All of the features you'll find are on the house at freetalklive.com. And have you listened to Common Sense with Dan Carlin yet? Dan advertises on Free Talk Live because he realizes We've got an audience composed of people that aren't too happy with the big two parties, and he's not either. He sounds pretty mad about it sometimes. In fact, it's loud, fast, and smart. See what you think. Get the podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com. We're talking about the We the People organization and the upcoming protest that they have scheduled in Washington, D.C. this Tuesday. And, of course, we're going to let you know how it goes as soon as we discover. But there was a bit of a, an early sort of initial phase to this that happened this past week where they sent a masked man to Washington, D.C. in order to present petitions for redress of grievances to the government, to various different government offices, asking a series of questions about taxes, the war in Iraq, constitutionality of both, and some other items as well. And I sort of, when I heard about this concept in advance, I thought to myself, you know, this is brilliant. I thought it was I think it's a brilliant concept to have people get dressed up, very symbolic, you know, art essentially leading life is, you know, does life create art or does art create life, that whole thing. Anyway, people dressing up as V for Vendetta to go and protest this out-of-control government that we have. Well, the first step, I thought for sure, this guy was going to get arrested. The guy, single, lone man, dressed as V for Vendetta in downtown Washington, D.C.
Cape, big hat, full face mask.
Right. I thought, there's laws everywhere in this country about people wearing masks in public if it's not Halloween, and this didn't happen on Halloween. I figured he was going to get arrested. But in fact, he didn't. Although he did have some close calls with some police in Washington, D.C., including the Secret Service, he actually never did get arrested, nor was he forced to remove his mask. So I'm going to read a little bit of the story here from We the People. GiveMeTheLiberty.org is their website. At the White House, about a dozen Secret Service agents appeared on foot, bicycles, and car to meet with V, while virtuously, I love the way they write this, they use a lot of V words in the article, while virtuously assuring the security of the state, they were curious about the image of V and asked many questions. Most, when asked if they had seen the movie V for Vendetta, smiled their approval. When an agent asked if V would remove his mask for identification purposes, V explained that that would defeat the very purpose of the mask, which was to give expression to the fact that the nation was becoming a police state and that too many people were becoming afraid to be identified as dissenters or protesters, and that this was not in the long-term interest of a free people. The agents accepted the veracity of V's message and refrained from veering V from his Vanguard visit as the Vox Populi. Many law enforcement agents dutifully responded to the first impression security concerns caused by V's dramatic and startling presence at the seat of government power. All but one who confronted V were generally pleasant, professional, and ultimately respectful of the voraciously valued rights of peaceful protest, dissent, and petition that V was claiming and exercising, though I might suggest that one of the reasons why they were a little more friendly with V than they were, say, with Cindy Sheehan's group of protesters that were, I believe Cindy was arrested that same day.
Really?
Was because he had a video team with him. That might have been a factor.
Wouldn't hurt.
Unfortunately, there was one agent who, either out of vanity, vice, or emotional instability, believed his vows of service and badge would vindicate his use of violence where clearly none was justified. One Secret Service agent near the White House, even after he and all the other agents had recognized that the toy daggers in V's belt were made of plastic and part of the costume, and despite the clearly peaceful and non-threatening behavior of V, the officer forcefully seized the plastic daggers from V's belt. After a bit of mental gymnastics between the agent and V, amid the growing public spectacle, as you might imagine, a masked man in costume in downtown Washington, D.C. in the middle of a business week, surrounded by cops, was beginning to draw a crowd. So with all the people around, eventually, and even some peer pressure from his fellow officers, V eventually prevailed over the vexed officer and succeeded in securing the return of the toy daggers. So not
really?
Only... Yeah, isn't that a shock? I mean, the cop was so so mean as to confiscate the toys, the toy daggers, but he actually got them back from him without having to fill out a paperwork or go down to the station and chase after these things.
Baffling.
Yeah, so very successful. The crowd by the White House gates...
If it was the TSA, you weren't going to get it back.
Nope. The crowd by the White House gates also included activist Cindy Sheehan and her supporters, who were demonstrating nearby and had gathered to observe the incident between V and the Secret Service. They let out a cheer as the Secret Service agent stood down and returned the plastic knives. At V's request, the Secret Service agent called up to the White House to ask if someone would come to the gate to accept service of the papers. After 20 minutes or so, word came to the gatehouse that the paper should be mailed to the president, which was done the next day. After departing from the White House, he walked around the compound to the security checkpoint at the Treasury Department. Treasury accepted service of the papers without incident.
You know, these government officials are so much more, so more important than we are that they won't even come down and take the papers.
Right.
You just have to mail them.
You have to mail them. And what you need to do, if you ever are asked to mail something to the government, you have to do it certified mail. Otherwise, they'll just take it and throw it in the trash and say it never came. Seriously. That's what happens. Other than the agent at the security checkpoint who instructed V to use his phone to call the mailroom, the only other person to speak with was Mr. Lynch from the mailroom. The IRS building is apparently still closed due to the flooding experienced last summer. The agents at the security checkpoint informed V that the papers would have to be delivered to the IRS at another location. Rather than do that, they went ahead and just mailed the papers to the IRS commissioner. At the Department of Justice, several armed agents with Homeland Security patches on their arms, as well as Department of Justice security personnel, met V. They, too, were curious. There ensued another prolonged face-to-mask exchange of news, information, affirmations, and assurances. Eventually, the officers determined that V and the camera person were not violating the D.C. code dealing with the wearing of masks on the streets of the city, or their refusal to produce identification, and that they were not a security threat. The idea that in Washington, D.C., you could get away with not producing identification when asked by a government official is stunning to me.
Lucky.
Yeah, I think
It's the camera crew.
It's the camera crew, right. The Protective Security Forces and agents from the Department of Justice arranged for some bureaucrat to accept service of the petitions for redress of grievance. Note, the most disturbing part of V's interaction with the law enforcement authorities at the Department of Justice occurred when the Homeland Security agent in charge asked V what the purpose behind his presence at the department was. V began to explain the First Amendment freedoms and the right to petition. Almost immediately, the agent said, in effect, "You're pulling my leg. You're trying to pull a fast one. I'm not falling for this garbage. I don't want to hear it." At that point, the agent phoned the D.C. police and learned that V was not violating any municipal laws. After asking V where he was going next, he told V that he was free to go. And the article goes on to say that they successfully delivered these papers to all of these bureaucracies, and the plan is to have 100 people gather in similar costume this week in Washington, D.C., and await at various different locations. They're going to go from location to location, the White House to the Department of Justice to the Treasury Department, and they're going to wait there out front for an hour. 100 people dressed as V for Vendetta wait for some government bureaucrat to come out and give them answers to their questions. If they don't get any answers this week, there's going to be a much larger protest scheduled for January with as many people as they can get to attend. I mean, hopefully thousands of people dressed as V for Vendetta. I think it's a pretty powerful idea. We'll keep you informed as to what's going to happen here. 800-259-9231. Coming up, we're going to talk about the myths of Veterans Day. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Do you forget the names of the people you met last week, even the people you met last night? How would you like to be able to walk into a room, meet 50 people or more, and recall all their names instantly? I'm America's Memory Master, Matthew Girk, and I'll show you how to do it in the Memory Switch System, the fast, easy memory improvement technology for busy people who are embarrassed by their bad memory. In the Memory Switch, I'll show you how to recall names, dates, facts, figures, numbers, even business and technical data in a split second, and remember it for years. I'll show you how to lock information you see, hear, and read into your memory so you can recall it right when you need it for as long as you need it. Give me just one short hour, and I'll help you improve your memory so dramatically people will notice. Call now and try the Memory Switch risk-free for 30 days. 1-800-761-3669. Guaranteed or your money back. 1-800-761-3669. 1-800-761-3669.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can bring up whatever you want, toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are totally free, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Over 850 unique pages created by listeners like you. See it for yourself, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd to the 25th, 2007. Meet libertarian superstars like
Superstars,
John Stossel, Michael Badnark, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there, including Free Talk Live. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information.
So, Mark, what does Veterans Day mean to you?
Well, Wasn't it instituted after World War II to honor the fallen veterans?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it means to me.
Okay. And what does Veterans Day mean to you? 1-800-259-9231. Honestly, I want to know, because it seems to me that Veterans Day is surrounded, as is Memorial Day and holidays related to the military, surrounded by misinformation in regards to what the military is all about. And I heard some of this misinformation firsthand on a local radio show. I was waking up one day, and I've got the alarm clock that turns the radio up and up and up, and so I wake up to talk radio, essentially. And it was yesterday morning, so yesterday was the day that Veterans Day was celebrated, when even though today is actually Veterans Day. And so all they were talking about were the events that were going on, the flag retiring ceremonies, and there was this sort of maudlin feel to the morning show that I was listening to. You know, they're playing the patriotic music and everything like that. And I heard that the standard lines on military service repeated ad infinitum, or infinitum. And it just bugs me when I hear this misinformation, and so I want to do my best to combat it here without being combative, without hopefully ticking too many people off, because there are so many people who have been indoctrinated with this misinformation. Like we talked about earlier tonight, the Pledge of Allegiance, socialist indoctrination, not actually pro-freedom. It's actually something written by a Nazi back in the 1800s, but most people don't know that. And there's some other things about the military that I don't think most people are aware of. And one of the things, though, one of the claims, one of the favorite claims that people make, this wasn't specifically about the military as much as it was about the flag, but they sort of, the two sort of go together, you know, wrap yourself in the flag, yeah, rah, rah, military, go America. The flag was claimed yesterday morning on the radio that it's because of the flag that we're free. It's the flag that keeps us free.
Well, how would a flag? All the other countries have flags too. How come theirs don't keep them free?
Well, the suggestion was that we should ban the burning of the flag because it is the symbol that keeps us free.
Well, I would suggest to somebody who says that that they are in fact taking away our freedoms if they ban the burning of a flag.
Oh no, just you can have all your freedoms, you just can't burn the flag because that's what keeps you free. That was the suggestion that they made. Well, and I found it outrageous.
Now, I would say that it is outrageous to somebody who says that. Could I draw a flag on a piece of paper and then set that piece of paper on fire? That's a tough question, isn't it?
Well, I think those are going to be questions that are going to be...
What if the flag had 51 stars instead of 50?
If it was a semi-close replica to an American flag?
Yeah, it's not an American flag if
right.
It has 51 stars. What if it has 12 stripes instead of 13?
That's an excellent question. And these are all questions that are going to be addressed eventually if these people get their way and successfully pass an amendment to the Constitution or whatever it is they're trying to do at the federal level to ban the burning of flags or things that look like flags. Or because how they're going to write this law is going to have to take these questions into consideration.
I would think that most, now for one, if I purchase a flag, not that I would ever do this, because I don't believe in burning the flag. I think that it doesn't really serve any purpose and it only makes people angry.
It's just going to make people angry.
But... if I purchase a flag, it's mine. And who are you to tell me what I can do with my flag? Well, you're a communist if you think you own that flag and you can tell me what I can do with my flag is what you are. You believe that somehow you own my property. That's what you are. And that's against America. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense, but yet people
and
have this reverence.
Most cities have public burning ordinances.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have laws for this already, people. We can handle this flag burning issue.
Well,
we don't need an amendment.
Also, in most cases, if you look at the examples of people that have burned flags in the past decade or so, it's usually some 18-year-old kids looking to cause some trouble, more so than a political statement, just looking to burn something, and there's the neighbor's flag on the flagpole. Let's run it down the flagpole, set it on fire, and run it back up. They're not actually burning their own flag, so they're committing a property rights violation.
Mm-hmm.
They're destroying another person's property. It shouldn't matter if it's their garden or their flag that they're burning or whatever it is that they're destroying, the mailbox they're bashing. They're hurting somebody else's property that they paid for and installed and put work into. That's the issue, not the flag. But that's not the issue for these flag protectors. For them, the flag is some sort of sacred symbol. Somehow the flag is more than just a piece of cloth to them. Somehow it's special and means something, and it's
right.
Better than you owning it. You can't own the flag, Mark, even though you paid for it. It's automatically everyone's. That's a symbol of the freedom in this country, and you don't want to set that on fire, do you?
Well,
you don't want to set our freedoms on fire.
Then we shouldn't desecrate it by selling them. They should all be free. Then you could be guaranteed there wouldn't be any flags.
Yeah, nobody would make them.
Now, you know, and how does one solve the flag-burning issue by putting some 18-year-old kids in jail for 5 or 10 years? Does that really show everyone?
Solve a problem.
Doesn't seem like it solves any problem to me.
So, again, if you are somebody who is a flag worshiper, I want to hear from you. Because maybe we're wrong about this. We've been wrong in the past. It's certainly possible. Maybe you could give me some insight as to why it is that the flag is what preserves freedom. That this piece of cloth is somehow responsible for preserving freedom and that we should worship this thing. Now, I'm not anti-America. Don't get the wrong impression here. I'm just anti-nationalist symbolism. I love America. I love all the things it stands for. It stands for liberty. It stands for freedom. The ability for you to live your life how you want as long as you don't hurt other people in the process.
It's one of the freest places in the world.
Right. And it was a lot freer than it is today.
I would agree with that.
Getting less and less free. And with more laws like these people are suggesting, the less free it's going to be. Oh, and by the way, if you want to prevent people from burning the flag, don't pass a law against it. Because if you pass a law against it, there are inevitably going to be people who are going to break that law for the sake of breaking the law.
Right. I would say that's true. There haven't been that many flag-burning incidents in the last 10 years. It's
like
gone out of vogue.
Once a year or something like that.
It's not very popular. It's just not done. Not in this country. I mean, people may be burning them all over the world, but they're not burning them in this country here. And because it's just not that popular. But you can believe that if they pass a law, that suddenly it'll get more popular. For instance, has the war on drugs? I mean, we've made drugs illegal. Mm-hmm. Has the war on drugs made it so that people don't want to do drugs?
Certainly not.
No. As a matter of fact, I'd venture to say that people do more drugs based on the fact that they've been illegal.
Indeed. 1-800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line. So if you are a flag worshiper, if you're somebody who puts the flag above freedom, which is what you're doing if you support an amendment to ban the burning of the flag.
Yeah.
You're putting the flag above freedom. 1-800-259-9231. Please defend your position.
The fabric itself is more important than the freedoms that it represents.
So there's that whole mythology, which ties into the standard line on the military, which I also heard echoed on this morning show, is that the military is responsible for keeping us free. Boy, if it weren't for the United States military and all the wonderful things they've done over the past 100 years, we'd be speaking German right now, or we wouldn't be free here in America. Thank you. You should bow down on bended knee and worship every military member, because it's because of them that you're a free person. Is that true? Is that really true, or is that just PR? Is that just a propaganda campaign?
Pretty successful PR, I'd say.
It's absolutely successful. People believe that up and down, but I'm sorry, there has been no conflict in the past 100 years that the United States military has been involved in that has protected my freedoms. Do you disagree? 1-800-259-9231. I'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Does the military protect freedoms, or does it just serve a bunch of old men in Washington? This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-401-6788. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-401-6788. That's 800-401-6788.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free number. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free. That again, freetalklive.com. We do ask that if you like the fact that we give you the site for free, that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff, like at store.freetalklive.com. We've got Free Talk Live branded merchandise, hats, T-shirts, classic archives on DVD collector sets, flags, and more. You'll find it all at store.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can also shop for everything else you might need in life. I mean, virtually anything that you can think of that you need to buy. Go to Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com to do it. That's Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Anything you purchase there, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of. So it's a great way to get the stuff you need delivered to your door, get free Super Saver shipping deals on most of it, by the way, and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. Whether it's books, movies, DVDs, electronic items, furniture, baby stuff, sporting goods, the grocery store, it's all there. Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. As we continue with the Veterans Day edition of Free Talk Live, as we're outing some myths that are that surround military service in this country. And, of course, these myths surround military service. The military has an interest in promoting itself. It is, after all, a voluntary force these days, and so we got to make it look like they're doing something valuable so people will think that it's important to be involved in the military and continue to join up into this organization, when, in fact, the things they say just aren't completely true. Talking about how, well, the military is keeping you free. The reason why you boys have the ability to do this here radio show is because of the United States military. You ought to thank a soldier for keeping you free, son. Yeah? What exactly did the United States military do in the last 100 years that has kept us free? How have they fought for freedom in the last 100 years? Shall we look at some of the examples of the wars that we fought in and maybe determine whether or not there was indeed freedom at issue?
Let's start with the one we're in. Well, it's not really a war because we didn't declare war.
Right.
The
Should we skip over all of the undeclared wars? Because everything since World War II was undeclared.
Well, the military men didn't skip going there, so I don't think we should skip talking about
I don't think we should skip mentioning that not declaring war is a violation of the Constitution.
No,
of course, the military members, every one of them, swears an oath to uphold the Constitution. So how it is that these people that swore oaths to uphold the Constitution could possibly go on in illegal war is just kind of hard for me to understand. But then again, as you pointed out earlier in the show, Mark, in an unrelated segment, the military itself, the Army specifically, that branch is completely in violation of the Constitution. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 12, Clause 13, one of those two, it essentially says that the military, the Army specifically, may not be banded together for more than 2 years at a time. and only when necessary, only when needed for defensive purposes. Which is why we have the Department of Defense, even though it engages in nothing of the sort. So, the war in Iraq, how's that protecting freedom? How is that ensuring, how is that helping us stay free?
Terrorists. Weapons of mass destruction.
But they were never threatened against us.
The weapons of mass destruction?
Yeah.
The ones that don't exist.
Right.
Okay.
But even if they did exist, they still weren't threatened against us.
That's true.
Right. There was we were never attacked.
Terrorists?
No. No, that's not a country. That's not a government. That's a group of individuals. And if terrorists are out there and causing terror, then law enforcement agencies should arrest them and put them on trial.
Also, I would venture to say that if we didn't have our military in 131 out of 190 UN member states, all those places, especially in the Middle East, that we wouldn't be dealing with terrorists.
How's that defending our freedom? How's having 131? How is occupying 131 countries consistent with the Constitution of the United States?
Why, we've taken over the world.
Yeah, but that's not what we were supposed to do.
No, we're not supposed to.
That's what we've done.
And by the way, also the Navy keeps the shipping lanes clear all over the world. Why do the American people have to pay to keep the shipping lanes clear all over the world? Why shouldn't all the rest of the people...
to protect the freedom of Exxon.
That's what it's for.
Yeah.
What about all the people of the world? You know, why shouldn't they be paying? Why are we paying to keep their shipping lanes clear?
Let's continue back. The first war in Iraq, that didn't have anything to do with protecting freedom. That had to do with warmongering in another country. Vietnam, that was meddling in the affairs of another country. Let's see, Korean War, meddling
thing.
In the affairs of another country. Let's see, World War II, meddling in the affairs of Europe. World War I,
well,
meddling in the affairs of Europe.
World War II is the easiest one to defend from the other side, because Japan bombed a U.S. protectorate called Hawaii.
That's true, though we were involved in a financial blockade, essentially. That's not the correct word, but an embargo on Japan. So we'd already sort of stepped in, and historians are now readily agreeing that Franklin Delano Roosevelt was really hip to the idea of getting involved in that war.
Oh, yeah, he really wanted to be in. And
because he wanted a legacy.
There's certainly there's a lot of speculation, and I'm of the opinion that it's true, that he knew that was going to happen. He knew that Pearl Harbor was going to be bombed. So they had a bunch of old derelict ships in there, and they've had people on them, you know, old World War One vessels, so they'd get bombed.
But, oh, yeah, they knew in advance.
Maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist. Just call me that.
No, that's
it
the
seems
history.
To me,
that's
it seems
history.
To me that companies benefit more than Americans do from war.
You mean the military-industrial complex?
Right. Well, the companies that make boots, the companies that make tanks, the companies that make pencils.
Right.
I mean, everything sells more when you're out there blowing crap up. I mean, that's what a war is. It's blowing stuff up and killing people. And the killing people really is superfluous. It's to blowing stuff up so that these companies can make more stuff.
Right. So then we go back. We can actually go back further than 100 years if you'd like. Civil War was one of the few times the United States military was used here within the states. But was that done to protect freedom? No. No, that was done to protect the Union. That was done to protect the United States from breaking apart into two separate organizations of states. So that wasn't done to protect freedom. In fact, those states had entered the Union with the assurance that they could leave. The whole idea behind the United States was that a state could come in and then leave if it decided didn't like the deal anymore. Well, Abraham Lincoln decided he didn't appreciate that, and he wanted the allegiance of all of the states at all times, and so he used the United States military against our own countrymen. No, not defending freedom there either. Now, I think you said the Spanish-American War might have been one where they
Mexican-American
were...
Mexican-American War.
Mexican-American.
The Mexican-American War, the Mexico invaded Texas.
Yeah.
In the wake of the annexation of Texas in 1845, Mexico had always refused to recognize the loss of Texas in 1836 and announced its intention to take back what it considered a rebel province. In the United States, the war was a partisan issue supported by most Democrats and opposed by Whigs. Popular belief in the manifest destiny of the United States ultimately translated into public support for the war. In Mexico, the war was considered a matter of national pride. Basically, Mexico invaded the United States of America.
Yeah.
And from what I can tell, It is the only legitimate use of the United States military in our history.
Are we wrong about that? 1-800-259-9231, the Pack-A-Day toll-free line. We'll come back and talk more about Veterans Day. We're going to the phones first. Your show, you take control. Let's talk to John in Indiana, listening on WXNT. John, you're on Free Talk.
How are you guys doing?
Good, sir. What's up? What's on your mind?
Well, earlier you said that the Pledge of Allegiance was written by a Nazi in the 1800s.
That's right, a National Socialist, also known as a Nazi.
Okay, I didn't think the Nazi Party came to existence until the late 30s.
Well, the Nazi Party in Germany, that's what that means, is National Socialist. So, you know, that's what...
Francis Bellamy, the author of the Pledge of Allegiance, was a dyed-in-the-wool National Socialist, as was his brother, and they both worked together on this.
Okay, well, I can say that I didn't know any of the history of it. I don't look at the Pledge of Allegiance as indoctrination, but...
Of course you don't. Because it's the most effective...
If you guys are saying is like, oh, my God.
I'm sorry, what now?
Some of the things you guys have been saying while I'm on hold, it's just, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's pretty shocking, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but I'm not looking at it as shocking as the way that you do.
Well, is it untrue?
Not in my opinion. I'd pick something out. You know, I mean, you guys are quick and have covered 30 different things in the last 5 minutes.
Right.
Well, why don't you pick out something you disagree with?
Yeah.
It'd be difficult for us to pick out something that you, you know... And
Undeclared wars.
Okay. You think that we should be able to move the military around without declaring war, you know, as stated in the Constitution?
Well, we've done it since the late 1800s.
And we've done it even before that.
So, because we violated the Constitution once just means we can just trash the whole thing, forget about it, let's just violate it as many times as we need to, right?
No.
It's kind of a scary precedent to set, don't you think? Look, hey, Joe,
I don't
want you to think we're giving you the short shift. If you will hang on through the news, we will bring you back and we'll discuss this in more detail, okay?
Cool.
Wait patiently, John. We'll be back with you. 800-259-9231. Because John apparently thinks that we're wrong about our assertion. The assertion is that the United States military has not, in the last 100 years, done a darn thing to protect freedom.
Or maybe it's just annoying to look at long-held beliefs.
More is on the way. Hour 3 coming up. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
What a...